to help families of alcoholics. We do this by practicing the 12 steps, by welcoming and giving comfort to families of alcoholics, and by giving understanding and encouragement to the alcoholic. Suggested preamble to the 12 steps. Preface. Alcoholism is a disease of many losses. For those of us who are the relatives and friends of alcoholics, these losses affect many aspects of our lives and remain with us over time, whether or not we are still living with an active alcoholic. In opening our hearts, transforming our losses, we share the hope we have found with the help of Al-Anon family groups as we came to acknowledge, understand, and accept the losses we experienced. This book is an exploration of issues that concern everyone who has struggled with someone else's alcoholism. We experience loss from not having had the happy childhood we wanted, from a marriage that fell short of our hopes and dreams, or from the disappointments of other personal relationships that did not meet our expectations. In coping with these problems, we wondered why unfortunate things were happening to us. We learned to ignore our feelings, create fantasy solutions, and minimize our problems. We assumed that somehow we were at fault and that no one else could understand our despair. With each loss, we felt more alone and isolated. This book helps us to acknowledge the painful reality of loss and grief. It encourages us to acknowledge sometimes hidden thoughts and fears, to recognize the truth of our feelings, and to seek solutions that ease our pain and lead us to inner peace. We experience Al-Anon family groups as safe and supportive places to find shelter, along with others who are also on a similar path of self-discovery based on an honest searching and sharing. Release from the burden of past trauma is not achieved by denying that these losses occurred. We can move forward to a brighter future by acknowledging the pain of what happened and then leaving it behind. We learn to let go of fantasies of what might have been and to open ourselves to the realities of what is. We find that others have had similar feelings of over-responsibility and guilt. As we come to understand how others have made progress, we gain the inner resources to pull aside the emotional curtain that has separated us from the peace of mind that we have yearned for and the rich and full life that we deserve. May this book help you on your journey toward release and hope. As our slogan says, together we can make it, and as the suggested Al-Anon Alateen closing invites, let the understanding, love, and peace of the program grow in you, one day at a time. Introduction. Quote, I finally understood that I needed to give myself permission to grieve. End quote. Grief is a natural response to the many losses that we suffer as a consequence of someone else's alcoholism. Some of us may believe we are to blame for our losses or that they happen as the result of bad luck. We may find ourselves saying or thinking, what did I do to deserve this? Under the cloud of alcoholism, it's easy to lose our dreams of a happy family life and our hopes that the alcoholic will find recovery. We may no longer feel the same intimacy we once felt with our alcoholic partner, child, family member, or friend. Over the long term, we tend to lose perspective on how alcoholism affects our relationships and our quality of life. The grief that follows in the wake of alcoholism may not seem so obvious a consideration. Loss as a part of the family disease of alcoholism. Quote, alcoholism robbed me of who I was, caused injury to my daughter, and almost completely destroyed my best friend. It took bits and pieces of all of us during those first 6 years. Those were tremendous losses that took a long time to work through. My grief was immense. I felt inconsolable. End quote. Living with alcohol.